This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is storming out here in Plymouth at this point. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook with you on News Talk 830 WCCO. Playing Politics is at the bottom of the hour. John Rash and Scott Gillespie. We're going to give you a little more politics today just because of the selection of Kamala Harris by Joe Biden. Daniel Moran, or we think maybe it's, what do we
Moraine.
Think, Dan? Moran?
Moran, yep.
We'll go with Daniel or Dan Moran. We'll firm all that up. A lot of writers go with the Daniel. I mean, were you Daniel when you were in trouble, or were
yes.
you never Daniel?
That was the only time I ever heard Daniel was, and it was only ever my mother. When I heard Daniel James Cook, you know, the full way out, it was, and from, it was my mom's voice.
Trouble.
I knew I was in trouble, yeah.
Adam, when Cheryl was mad at you, what would she say? That at least we can say on the radio.
It was just the full name, Adam Robert Carter.
Yep. Yeah, I had a little bit of that, too. By the way, speaking of Cheryl, how about one of the days this week we check in with your mom? It's been a while, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Let's check in. Dan Moran covered Kamala Harris for a number of years for a couple different news outlets in California, so he certainly can give us an in-depth background. Dan's going to join us at 2:05. Chip Scoggins at 2:35, and then we will not be carrying Biden-Harris moments and speeches on a regular basis, just like we will not be carrying Trump-Pence speeches on a regular basis. But this is the first time they will be together and will address the nation. So the decisions have been made. We're going to carry at minimum a portion of what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have to say. They are telling us this is a 250 start. Adam Carter, likelihood this event starts when our show is taking place.
No chance.
I am also a no chance, Dan.
Agreed.
First time getting all of it together, pulling all of it off. I don't think it's going to happen. So you might hear it early in the Paul and Jordan experience.
And plus, you know, all the cable nets are going to be trying to carry this thing, right?
Yep.
So if they stall, that's an extra 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is, of the cable nets breathlessly talking about this upcoming event and the pick. You know what I'm saying? It's a way to stretch out the coverage of the thing.
What? Adam, you hear this negative image Dan has of the media and politicians?
Unbelievable. MSM.
Honestly, how long have you hated America, Cook? I mean, why don't you just come on and announce it? All right, hit the la-di-da right here. Boating recently, after my trip to Moscow where I was vaccinated up, I can take in anything right now. And as the boat comes back to the marina, it is a marina area where you have some houses nearby. And I notice there is a very fit, reasonably young man, it looks like 20s, 30, something like that. And he's out there, Carter, short shorts on, no shirt on, and a little outside yoga. And he's also looking around to see if anybody is looking at him. What do you think? You see that guy on your regatta, and you think what?
He's on his own dock?
He is in his yard.
Oh, okay.
Which is right next to where all the docks are. Oh. He's very close.
But he's looking around, and that would indicate he's rather shy about doing it, or he's looking around to make sure people are watching him.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way he could be shy, because this is a place where a decent amount of boats will dock their boat. It's on the water, so he could be taking in the view. I think he was curious about how many people were checking him out. And maybe that's just me. Maybe it's my envy and jealousy. What would you have thought?
Guy looks like some kind of aqua velva up there. I don't need any of that. Put a shirt on, dude. Put some pants on.
Aqua velva. Honestly. Are you really from the 1970s and you've been
shut up. That's a comment from...
And you're
haven't you ever seen
desperately
Club Paradise? Underrated movie. Club Paradise. Robin Williams. Peter O'Toole, for some reason, was in that movie. But it's also Rick Moranis and Eugene Levy. And
what was the name of it again?
Club Paradise. So Robin Williams is a firefighter, and he suddenly buys a resort in some Caribbean island. And so they get these people who show up to the – and it's Rick Moranis and Eugene Levy are a couple of single-swinging guys. You think they're going to, you know, get some action down on the islands. And they're on the beach, and they're seeing these two gals. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, these two guys run over, you know, just in nice buff dudes. And I think it's Rick Moranis says, oh, God, look at these two aqua velvas. And that's always stuck with me. So
that's your line.
Anytime I see some, you know, look at this aqua velva.
So, Dan Cook, I believe you heard me say, are you stuck in the
70s? Yeah.
So then to show that he's not stuck in the 70s, he cited a movie that was made 1986.
It's not the 70s.
It's closer.
That's not the
70s. Not the 70s. But it was still 34 years ago.
Yeah, aqua velva is
timeless.
Not a current reference.
Do they still make aqua velva?
Wait, hold a second. Was your line timeless, or is aqua velva timeless?
The line is timeless.
The line was timeless. Dan, when you think of aqua velva, aren't you thinking like 70s and 80s?
Oh, for sure. Yep.
Yeah. You're not thinking that. Cook, if you look great, and this guy looked great, and it's a nice day outside, it wasn't raining, it wasn't beautiful outside, it was a nice day, and you're going to do some yoga, you're going to do some stretching, and we're all COVID wary, you're going to do the yoga inside the house or outside the house on one of the many lakes in the state, just so people to take in, to drink in the full Dan Cook experience.
You know, there are so few days in the course of a year that are truly brilliant enough to be outside doing stuff like that I say take it. If you got it, flaunt it, take advantage of it, go ahead, do it outside. If people don't want to watch, they can move along. If people want to enjoy the show, God bless them. Why not?
I think in hindsight, you're right, Cook. You know? Now, there's no doubt he was playing himself up, Adam, because he had the shorter shorts on, no shirt. It was him feeling good about himself and him wanting to feel some adulation from the crowd. But what the hell? Why not feel better about yourself?
If you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah. Any chance that you would consider doing this at your new house in Rosemont that you were telling us about?
No, I don't have it. Therefore, I will not flaunt it.
Dan Cook, how about you? I've seen the patio.
No. Oh, heck no. No.
I've not been invited inside the place.
That wouldn't be flaunting. That would be punishing whoever happened to go by if I was doing something like that. So no, I will not be doing that.
Yeah, I you know, bravo. Go ahead, do it. If anyone wants to chime in on that one, if you're somewhere in a neighborhood and you see somebody out there doing the yoga, which is great for you. By the way, a lot of people don't know this. In Mendota Heights, Adam, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 to 8:30, Old Snap Fitness, he teaches hot yoga. 7:30 to 8:30, Old Snap Fitness in Mendota Heights. You can find it at Google. Why not go for it? Do you think this person should have just decided to jump on in, or should have pulled back, and should I have even paid any attention to the guy? You want to chime in on that one? A more serious one when we come back, including a Florida sheriff and what he's banning from deputies. Wait for it. It's worth it. That's in moments. Like many outlets, many examples of your life, we've talked COVID for hours and hours and hours on our show, including the mask topic. I don't know if masks will come up again tomorrow, but Dr. Michael Ostrom is with us. Mike's with us tomorrow, what, at 12:35?
1:05, I believe.
1:05, that's right. Mike is with us at 1:05. My friend and somebody who's joined us a number of times, retiring Hennepin County Judge Kevin Burke, is with us at 12:35. Kevin's been on the show often on legal issues over the years, and Kevin will do that, and then we'll talk to Mike at 1:05 on a myriad of COVID topics. But on masks, the debate is fair. Most people, most doctors and scientists are very convinced through their work that masks are of some benefit. You can have the debate how complete the benefit is, how thorough the benefit is. We've had that conversation with Mike Osterholm endlessly, but it is just sad how politicized it has become in this country. At times, to me, it is unveiled how awful some people are. And I will absolutely defend the word awful, where people are screaming at individuals about why they won't wear a mask, coughing on them, disobeying laws, acting like they just get to do whatever they want. And that's how the Constitution works. Like, we haven't had laws in our country forever. And I'm all for the conversation. I'll be very curious when Mike Ostrom's group finishes what is an exhaustive look on how successful cloth masks really are. But it's not that tough if a state or a business has a policy to follow it. It's just not that tough. And then if you want to show me why you're not doing it, well, is it discriminatory in any way towards gender, towards race, towards religion? Is there a reason why this business cannot defend it or this state cannot defend it? And we've watched some people too often just embarrass themselves how it's played out. So now, yesterday, Adam and Dan, Marion County Sheriff in Florida, Billy Woods, has decided he's going to prohibit his deputies from wearing masks at work. His order, which also applies to visitors to the sheriff's office, carves out an exception for officers in some locations, including hospitals, and when dealing with people who are high risk or suspected of having the coronavirus. In an email, in this case, to the Washington Post, Woods disputed the ideas that masks are a consensus approach to battling the pandemic. We can debate and argue all day of why and why not. The fact is, the amount of professionals that give the reason why we should, I can find the same exact amount of professionals that say we shouldn't. He issued the order as Marion County and its largest city, Ocala, are mired in guess what? a politically charged debate over mandatory mask rules. The Ocala City Council passed an emergency mask order last week. The mayor vetoed it, citing part of a refusal by the Ocala police chief to enforce the rule. The mayor said, "My chief and I talked about it. We will never write a fine. We're just not going to do it." The sheriff again told his deputies yesterday to stop wearing masks in most cases. They can a few other places. But Woods continues in his belief. In light of current events, when it comes to sentiment or hatred towards law enforcement in our country today, this is being done to ensure there is clear communication and for ID purposes of any individual walking in a lobby. By the way, a local paper pointed out, guess what? The local jail has seen a serious spike with at least 200 inmates testing positive, along with 36 jail employees, including officers. A nurse at the jail, by the way, has died of COVID-19. I'll repeat it again, and I'll also say this. This applies to all orders by states and counties, not just ones. I agree with all. So the next person who's going to text me and say, what about sanctuary cities? Number one, I don't support that. Personally, that's my own belief. And I don't think that cities should defy what states are doing. I'm sorry. If there is a policy, you follow it. And the idea you're now going to mandate that people don't wear a mask. Again, I'm all for the conversation on how effective it is. But you're now requiring people to not wear a mask in an area where it turns out you've had a significant outbreak. Take your pick. Ignorance, defiance, tribalism, cluelessness. We're going to show you. Because, Adam, we've had this conversation before about, well, how should we enforce it, like in the state of Minnesota? I mean, I don't think we have any data yet, if there have been any fines at all. Because even when Governor Walz announced, he said, you know, I really don't want individuals to be punished. I want masks to be handed out. But in 20 years ago, maybe we have to go back to 30 years ago. Because, you know, so much of this hatred for each side in politics started, and it was there for a long time. It just, the acceleration to me jumped pretty much every presidency from the Clinton presidency on. But even as loved and divisive as Reagan would have been, if we had a pandemic going on, I don't think it would have been close on, well, I'm a Republican, so I'm going to view masks one way, and I'm a Democrat, and I'm going to view it the other way. The idea that a sheriff is going to say nobody is allowed to wear masks is just insulting to health. That, nope, you can't do it. Carter, you first, then Dan, you jump in when you see this story.
Well, like if I'm a sheriff's deputy and I've got conditions that I'm concerned about, so I get fired if I wear a mask? I can't.
Yeah.
Well, I would find the nearest lawyer, and I think a lawyer would jump at the chance to represent me, saying, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's the absurd part of this. I shouldn't say the absurd, because there's many absurd parts of it. But the most absurd part of this is the fact that he's mandating not wearing a mask. It's not even, I don't know if masks are all that effective because I see research on both sides, yep. So I'm going to leave it up to my deputies. They can decide on their own. They're adults. They can do whatever they want. That'd be one thing. But to actually be so defiant and so obstinate about this, to say that, no, nobody's allowed to wear a mask, is just beyond ridiculous. And let's not forget the irony or
And a political statement.
Yeah, well, that's just it. You know, if the whole point of saying I'm not going to wear a mask in general is you're not going to tell me what to do. I you know, this is a free country. So we have the freedom to not wear a mask. So I'm going to mandate that you exercise a freedom, thereby removing your freedom to decide whether you're going to wear a mask or not. And it's this vicious circle of stupidity.
It is. That's a good word for it. our vicious circle of stupidity gets bigger. And just the lack of respect for individuals who, by the way, will use facts. Not if they just make up things out of whole cloth. Adam, do you have any whole cloth around to make things up out of with your 203 news?
No.
No. It's all the real deal.
It's all blends.
Yeah. It's just repugnant when we're in the middle of something that has killed 164,000 people. That just to show you that we're not in the flock, we're not in the sheep. We're not one of the sheep. We're not going to just follow along like you saps are. I'm a sheriff. I'm in charge of law enforcement. I'm in charge of protecting people. But by the way, if you come in here, it's not optional, by the way. It's mandatory that you don't wear it. Bravo, honestly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.